Welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now, on to the episode. Hey guys, I'm Amanda and I'm your host for Yoga Business Bootcamp, and I'm really excited that you're back here joining me today for another conversation on yoga business. And I am really excited for today's topic. It's a topic that I've thought about how it's really hard to talk about in just a couple of minutes. Today we're talking about websites. So because we only have a little bit of time, I'm just going to cover a couple of the key things having to do with websites. So number one, do I need a website? So at this point, you should know if you need a website or not based on dream job creation and goal setting. If your goals and your dream job have nothing to do with the digital world and you're planning on staying in the same space and never moving and never teaching abroad, and you're really content with teaching your local community, then you maybe don't need a website. One thing I would recommend, though, is to just buy your domain. If you have a really popular name like Kristen Stewart, it might be hard to get. Or if my name was Amanda Smith, I'd probably have a hard time with it. But go and see what's available. I've owned the domain for amandakingsmith.com for a number of years. Before I even thought I was going to have my own business, I owned that domain. A girl that I advise with Praxis, which is another company I'm involved with, her mom bought her domain when she was a kid. How cool is that? Buying her domain for her kid. And now she's using it, which is really amazing. So I think that buying a domain or learning how to set up a website is just really beneficial for you. And the reality is in 2017 that we're online. Everyone's online. You should probably be online in some capacity and have some way for people to find you, even if that's just a landing page. So I would strongly consider having a website. Thinking about what is best for you is always important. I'm not here to give you definite answers. I'm here to guide you to find out what's best for you, but I am going to strongly recommend a website. So once you've decided if you want a website or not, I'm assuming if you're still tuning in for this, you probably have decided to go with a website. I do all my websites through WordPress, but a lot of people find Squarespace really great. I've worked with Squarespace as well. It's super intuitive, but basically deciding what platform you want to have your website on. Okay, so we've decided that yes, we're going to go for a website. Now we're going to decide what platform. So essentially, if you decide to go with a platform, you're going to have to decide if you want to buy your domain or not. I've already suggested buying your domain. I would just go for it. I host all of my domains through Bluehost, and I have lots of links for Bluehost that gives you a discount with them. I'm an affiliate with them, so I get a small portion of that if you sign up through that. No pressure, of course, but you can get a little bit cheaper of a cost. Bluehost is really, really affordable. Essentially, you can pay for your website for like 12, 24, 36 months, and 36 months, you can pay like $4 a month and just pay $137 all in one go. Super cheap, super easy. Then you own the rights to it. And if you buy 36 months, you don't have to pay again for 3 years, which is pretty amazing. So if you don't host your website, you're going to end up with something like amandakingsmith.com.wordpress. And so that's another step that's difficult for people to find you. I think it's a lot more professional if you just pay the money to host, especially since it's not that much. And if you pay up front, then you don't have to pay again for a number of years. That's what I would highly recommend. From there, you can choose a theme. The good themes cost between like $50 and $150, with most of them being around like the $60. Like $59 to $99 range. You can also just go with a free theme and you would literally have one page. So one page that has a photo of you like, hey, I'm Amanda. I teach yoga in Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Calgary, Vancouver, whatever. Here are my offerings so people can find your times. Something that you'll find once you're teaching frequently, especially if you're at different studios around a city, is that people from one studio, so say you teach in like the north area of one city, all of a sudden they want to come to your other classes. Like, you only teach two times at this one studio, but you have all these other offerings. They want to come. They want to find you. Instead of writing it down on a piece of paper, send them to your website. Yeah, go check out amandakingsmith.com/yoga and you can find out all of my offerings. That's not a real link, so don't go to that. But if it was, you know, you can send them to that place where they can find it all. Or yeah, you can go check out my website at amandakingsmithyoga.com and I've got all my offerings right on the page. Maybe a little bit of an about section that kind of outlines who you are. You'd include your resume, your services, a contact form. You don't even need all that though. That's like basic things that you could have. You don't even need that much. You just basically need a place where people can go find you and learn more about you and find out where you're teaching. And this will be huge for you. This will be huge for you because you can send yoga studio owners there. They can see your offerings. They can see your photos. They can see, they can read about you in a really great way. And so that would be my recommendation for websites. Of course, there are more tutorials and stuff in the course, and you can join me at www.mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. Send me an email if you have questions at info@mbomyoga.com, and I will see you later. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mbomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me and namaste.